Hachette Audio presents Illegally Yours, a memoir. Written by Rafael Agustin. Read by Rafael Agustin. Prologue. The metal bars slammed frighteningly close to my face. I stared at the immigration official on the other side of the cell, wide-eyed. I cannot believe what was happening. The nightmare I feared as a child was now becoming a reality. I was being deported. Granted, it was not at all as I had worried it would come to pass. There were no kids. There were no cages. I was being detained in a Spanish jail inside an airport. I didn't even know they had jails inside airports. I had just flown cross-country from Los Angeles to New York, and then caught a late-night international flight across the Atlantic to Spain. When I exited the plane and walked up to the customs kiosk, the Spanish officer asked for my immigration papers. He was shocked to see my Ecuadorian passport. "What is this?" he exclaimed. I said that was my Ecuadorian passport, but not to worry. I was a resident of the United States of America now, and quickly flashed my brand new shiny green card. Frustrated, the Spanish officer said, "That doesn't matter. Ecuadorians, Colombians, and Cubans are not allowed in Spain without a special visa." "Wait, what? Since when?" I demanded to know. "Since last month," said the stone-faced customs official. I didn't know it at the time, but Spain had just passed a draconian law trying to cut off immigration from certain South American countries, as well as other economically struggling nations such as Morocco and Poland. Spain opened their borders when they needed cheap labor, and then closed them just as quickly when the work dried up. It dawned on me then that all immigration policy around the world was used the same way by every country: to control labor. But I was not there to work or give a lecture about immigration policy. This was my first trip to Europe, and I wanted to wild out like any young, beautiful, reckless American. I was rushed over to an immigration officer standing nearby, who then marched me over to a hidden office at the airport. The Spanish were so secretive. A new, disheveled immigration official arrived, but he refused to speak to me until a lawyer was present to inform me of my rights. A clumsy Spanish lawyer just...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?